Wahoo Week coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona. Indians third base coach Mike Sarbaugh drops by to pay us a visit. Mike, great to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tim. Good to see you.
Let's talk a little bit about this 2018 season. And certainly 2017 didn't end the way everybody wanted it to end. So how do you approach 2018 now by putting 2017 behind you? How does that process work?
Well, I think the one thing, the guys aren't, they're not going to forget what happened last year. But I think moving into 18, it's a new season. We know we have a lot of work ahead of us. What we did last year is in the past. We can learn from things. But just taking it one day at a time, I know it's cliche, but we just got to come out during spring training, do our work. And when we get to game one, we're just trying to win game one and move to game two. You can only do so much. You just got to keep working and just forget about what happened in the past.
This is a veteran team, so certainly the key components that are back from last year and even 2016, they understand winning. They understand what it takes to win. How important is that to have that mentality to say, here's the work we have to do, here's what it takes to get to October baseball?
And I think the guy, most of the guys, like you said, they've been here for the last couple of years, so they know what it takes. I think they know once you get to October, anything can happen. But to get there, we have to take care of business during the regular season. And, you know, that starts with just, I think the one thing that's really impressed me with the team overall, I kind of sense we have a chip on our shoulder a little bit. I think just with what happened last year, I know for myself, I couldn't watch baseball after that. So that was very disappointing to all of us, and we don't want that to happen again.
Can it fuel a team? Can it motivate a team just psychologically?
I think it can. Now, it's a long season. You're going to have your ups. You're going to have your downs. But I think when you have goals in mind and when you know if we do what we need to do, we can get to those goals, I think that's going to keep motivating us.
Again, we're talking with Mike Sarbaugh, third base coach for the Indians. You also work with the infield. Boy, it's a pretty special group. Talk a little bit about that. When you have a Frankie at short, Jose now goes back to third. You got Kip at second. New guy Yonder at first. Kind of walk us through working with this infield and how long it takes for that type of chemistry to happen.
Well, the one thing, Yonder's been very good so far. I mean, he's been a great communicator with me. We've been able to talk through some things. He's been working very hard. You can tell he wants to make a statement early with his new teammates, come and show what he's about. And having him and Edwin were teammates with the Reds for a little while, I think back before Edwin went to Toronto. So from that standpoint, you know, he's been fitting in well and getting adjusted to the team. With Jason, tough year last year. You know, the injuries, he just couldn't get going. He's in a good frame of mind. He's been working hard. You know, having Francisco there, he's our leader. He's our quarterback out there. So having him there to lead the infield at a young age, it's very impressive. And then with Jose, I mean, he's been an all-star at third. Last year at second, he played well. This kid's a ball player. He just wants to play. And he knows that maybe this is what's best for the team. He's ready to do it. So that whole group, special group.
As much as this is a veteran baseball team, do you anticipate any sort of changes this year insofar as what we'll see day in and day out from the Indians? Do you follow my question?
Yeah. I think we're – the one thing, though, and he's not guaranteed, you know, if Rajay can – you know, if he does go with us in April, I think what we – you can't expect what you saw in 16. I mean, he had just a tremendous year. But what he brings to the club, just from the speed standpoint, guys have fed off of him that year. And just his mentality, very aggressive on the bases. And he can set a tone for some of the younger guys. Just having him back in camp with us has been great. But overall, you know, you just – I think some of the additions we made has been very good. So hopefully, you know, we can move forward with that.
We talked a little bit about the attitude of the players. Is that something that Tito sits down with the staff as well to say, guys, as we approach this year, you know, here's some things that I'd like you to approach either the same and or differently than you've done in the past?
No, I think just the way he handles things, the way he talks with us, he won't say something, you know, how to handle something specific, but just the way he talks about, you know, what he's trying to get across. We feed off of him, you know, how he talks at a club when we're in a meeting, and we get where he is. So I think the players feel that, we feel that, and he does a great job of leading this team.
In essence, he sets the tone.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, he is so good at when the times are tough. He keeps us right where we need to be. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. Does a great job of making the players know he's behind them, and that's important.
Final question for you. You're a guy that certainly made his way through the organization. You spent time at the lower levels. So when you see young kids come into camp that, you know, probably aren't going to start the year at Cleveland, they're going to be either in Columbus or Akron or whatever the case may be, how special is that for you still, knowing that, hey, there's some young talent within this organization that at some point is going to make an impact on this team?
Yeah, when I see players like Willie Castro, Yu Chang, you know, even Eric Stamets, he came over in a trade, but, you know, he's been in our minor league system for two, three years. So to see those players come up, you know, you think back about, you know, what it took for those players or even players in the past to get to where these players are now. And then you think about all that hard work all of our minor league staff has put into those players to help them get to where they are now. It makes you feel good because you knew or you remember the process that went into back in Winter Haven and all, you know, in the backfields working these kids day in, day out. And I know for the minor league staff now to see some of the players, the younger players that are here in camp with us, it makes them feel good.
And I'm sure for you and Tito and the major league staff, it's important to see these guys for a few weeks or up to a month because once you break camp, you're not going to get a chance for a while.
Yeah, there's no doubt, especially trying to build a relationship with these players in a pretty short amount of time. Because like you said, hey, we might see them in August. We could see them in July. You know, whenever. But when you do see them, you want to have that interaction. So it helps their transition, what I think is important, especially for a young player when they get to the big leagues. The more they feel at ease, it's going to help them on the field.
Good stuff. Mike, we appreciate you stopping by. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck this year.
All right, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.